I guess this is our first grief class. So we got kind of a small group, which is fine. But what I thought I'd do is talk for a little bit, and then we can, you know, we've got a small group, but still I think we can probably break up and do even smaller groups. I think that's going to be a format for this class to help facilitate some sharing in a more smaller format where it's easier, you know, to just talk with one person or one or two people. I came to this topic of grief for these classes out of my own experiences, really, in life. When thinking of potential class topics, I sort of opened myself to whatever seemed to might be the most pressing thing that would come up as an idea, and this is what would come up. It could have been a number of things, you know. There's some things that I could have talked about that were completely different on some other topic, but for some reason, this one was the one that sort of captured my attention, not simply as something I wanted to talk about, but as maybe sort of the most appropriate, the topic I needed to talk about too, right? The thing that was sort of on top. And and I think that had something to do with that over the last few years at Sesshin's, like at Samish and whatnot. I've been spending a lot of time. Usually when you're at a Sesshin, sometimes your mind will sort of start running in a particular direction. You know, it's like the Shisin I designed my house at, you know, right? You know, mm-hmm. or the one where I, you know, figured out my finances at. Well, recently I've been having Sesshins that were just thinking about people that had passed away in my life, particular people. And from years ago, really, because for me personally, I've had a lot of people pass away in my life. I think it was at least 10 years ago or so. I remember sitting down and just writing out a list of all the people in my life who had died, who were in the category of like parent, grandparent, best friend, close relative, that kind of category. And there were, I remember that there were 16 people on that list. And I was still in my 30s. So I thought, well, this, you know, and the funny thing about it was that I had not imagined that the number was like that until I actually wrote it down. It was, people would die, and sometimes they'd be dying in fairly close proximity to each other because they're all packed together in a few years, and it's not like you can, you know, note each one and fully emotionally respond to each one of those situations. So in some ways, I mean, if somebody had just asked me, I would have said, oh, 8 or 10, but then it was like 16, you know, and there's more since, really. It gave me some perspective on some parts of my life that, you know, really it seemed as though at certain points of my life, I was pretty much kowtowed by grief. You know, there were moments where, you know, for a period of time, felt really, you know, dysfunctional in relating to, in relation to how I was feeling. At one point in time, it really seemed like I was manifesting this sort of anxiety disorder, sort of a PTSD effect of not related to any one thing, but just all of them together, you know. And I was getting a lot of, you know, problems in the body, anxiety-related stuff. And it made work inconsistent. It made, which made income inconsistent, which made life stressful, all of that. And so I knew that, you know, that this was, has been a powerful topic for me in the past. And it really, really has been, I think, of all the things that I've really done to help myself through all that process, I would really have to say that Zazen has been probably the most helpful, most critically helpful. Not in any sense that I can put my finger on, but in a sense that there's some sort of deep settling that allows you to be in a better acceptance of events, just to put it really simply. And that's really what's going on in the grief process. And it was only after I decided on the topic that it seemed that we as a Sangha began this fall to experience a lot of losses. So at that point, then it just sort of turned out that perhaps it was a fortuitous topic for the group. And I like that it turned out that way. Although I realized that because of that, the topic for some people in the group might be pretty raw. And I've already had a couple people, you know, who I know say, well, you know, I'm not going to take your class. Like, no offense, but yeah, which is fine. I'm not really intending the class to be a therapy group because I'm not really qualified that way. And, but at the same time, I want this to be a safe place for emotions to come up.
Hey. I'm so sorry. I couldn't find my keys and my husband left with my spares. I am so sorry.
Well, we started late, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Only a few minutes into it.
I don't want you to disrespect it.
Well, I was just saying that I was sort of what I'm thinking about the class being like, and because of where everybody is at in the group around this topic, just in a general sense, some people more specifically than others and whatnot, is that I do want it to be a place where we can share things, but I want that to be done at a safe level for anybody, any individual person, you know. It could be that things that come up in class or things that are said in class that trigger other feelings later, it might be somewhat significant and not really things we can really deal with in this class. So I just encourage people to understand that that might happen, and that depending on your situation, you know, there might be other resources you want to pull towards to help with the stuff that might come up here. So, grief, in its basic sense, is an emotion and also an emotional process that comes from experiencing loss. That's kind of a broad way of defining it. But the type of losses that can trigger grief can come in many forms, and grief can have different sorts of intensity, depending on your relationship to that loss, or it can be mild or severe with no seeming regard to what it seems like the scope of that loss is. It seems to be one of the truest things to say about it is that it's completely individual for each person. And sometimes for each situation. In other words, you may respond to one situation very differently than a situation you encountered a few years ago. And sometimes that can be surprising. You know, usually grief is sort of, as much as we anticipate that it's going to happen, it sort of surprises us. It grabs you. And it seems that being able to be attentive to and honoring the more minor griefs in our life can sometimes help us in managing the more difficult ones. Because if we have already identified, have some relationship with our process, when the harder griefs come along, it's not so catastrophic of a change of perspective. Because grief is perhaps sort of like a continuum, a constant emotional factor that we experience and re-experience throughout life as it rises and then submerges above or below a level of awareness in our daily lives. And it seems that this is because grief has as much to do with ourselves in relationship to our losses as it does to the things and people that we've lost. I think that one of the things that can sometimes trip us up most about grief is the attitude we bring to it. And we might not have a very clear understanding of what that attitude is. It's just something we bring to it. But it's something we map over a feeling that's coming up inside of us. And we give ourselves a message about that feeling. Like, it could be a judgmental message, like, I should just get it together. You know, might be kind of one sort of response to this feeling coming up. Or it might be that because grief is something that's always continually held at bay in our lives, that when it really breaks through, it seems like, a disturbance that we need to quell, you know. And I think that part of the deal is that when we experience a loss in our lives, it's as though we feel our life has had a fracture. That what we once knew is now no more. Something has shifted and changed. We've lost something. A part of us remains in the past with how things were, and also with the path or trajectory of life that we imagined we were going to have, but that's not happening anymore. And so we can experience grief about the loss itself, about the person or thing itself that's now gone, and also about everything that the loss represents. For instance, say your husband and your wife dies. So you can experience loss about the loss of that person in your life, and also the loss of that you're no longer a husband. You've lost that. You've lost a role. So on these different levels, grief usually plays out like sort of ripples in a pond that way. So then you go forward in life in a different role than you anticipated, but remembering the role that you had anticipated that you were, and you constantly are feeling the difference between the two. And that's part of that sense of grief. So all that we've lost, and also those potentials that the losses represent, the absence of those things, it constitutes a sort of a shadow self. So that it's like an unrealized self, the part of ourselves that we could have been, the connections that would have been maintained if they hadn't been lost, all of that continues along with us. We carry along as a sort of a unrealized self. And we are, despite however we might want to believe our practice has transformed us, we still construct our personalities and cobble them together and have this sense of me, and that's what we are, that's what we do. These ruptures, fractures in our lives, are things we're always sort of carrying around as part of that sense of me, as sort of little shadow parts that are all part of that conglomeration that we're calling me. And everyone has experienced losses of different types and magnitudes, and everyone has experienced some sort of attitude towards those losses, attitude towards grief. We've all sort of adopted a particular attitude towards this set of emotions, whether we identify that we have or not, and so we carry that forward as a sort of a continual flow of the grieving process. I think that one of the things that happens when we experience a huge loss is that we suddenly think, oh wow, how did this happen to, you know, this huge emotion comes up, and how did that happen to me to have this huge emotion just suddenly come up? And I think first of all, is to, the most helpful thing for me has been to recognize that there is this continual flow of the grieving process. That it's not something that just comes up and then we try and put it and be away from it and be happy again, resolve it, and then be away from grief. But that grief and loss is something that's always happening. It happens at different levels. I mean, you could even include the wistful kinds of feelings, you know, that you come to when there's an anniversary or a turning of the year or something, and you think back over that period of time, and there's this feeling of that was such a good time, but it's gone now. I'm never going to be 16 again, you know, or whatever, you know, that year has passed. So even that, there's always loss in passing away, and we're constantly sort of dealing with that on different levels. And then sometimes things happen which really hit us stronger. As we experience new losses, how does the way we have or have not worked with our past grief affect the way we experience new grief? Do we have a typical pattern we come to with the process that we learned or have learned to use to deal with feelings? How do we relate to the raw feelings themselves, just the emotional hot sensations, the palpable sense of weight or gravity that grief brings? Do we recognize if our personal grief is connected in any way to some larger collective grief, a shared perception of loss that's concerned with the world we all share? in society or as a part of the community of nature, even. Exploring grief involves touching all these areas because grief is that pervasive kind of emotion. Sometimes witnessing a loss of someone else's or experiencing a minor loss can bring up a flood of feelings connected to some greater loss that, until now, we haven't been able to feel much. And working with grief is not about simply addressing the feelings surrounding particular and isolated losses as if to dispel a headache or get over the flu. It's about attending to the whole process of grief as a current of emotions in our life, to recognize the ever-present rising and passing away of all things with a sympathetic heart, and to sort of work instead like a trail maintenance crew that sort of keeps the pathway clear. We cannot pass through life without experiencing significant loss. Even the passing away of our lives in the most simple sense is an occasion for grief. So each of us has come here with our own particular stories about loss. Some of us might be thinking about one particular thing in particular, one person or recent event. And others might just have a whole collection of losses, sort of amorphous, not focused on a particular one. And others might feel that you've sort of got through life somewhat unscathed to this point. Your issue with grief might be more like that I haven't experienced much of it. I'm worried for when it will happen because I feel unexperienced. And even though we might all really be coming from different places in the class, we all do have a relationship to this, and so that's sort of where I wanted to explore a little bit at first, is just what are we bringing to this process already that we already have about grief. Anyway, I just want to emphasize that nobody's really pressured to reveal anything you don't feel comfortable sharing. We'll be doing a lot of sharing during the class in small groups. It's important to share because one of the aspects about grief, if you think about the emotion, about how you feel when it's there, is oftentimes it's like, I don't want to share. Sometimes there's that feeling of like, I don't want to let anything out because I just don't want to get into it. It's going to make it worse. Another thing that can happen, though, can be almost the opposite. It'd be like a thing like, I just need to tell everybody in the most inappropriate situation, you know? So sharing or not sharing, or the dynamic of that, is important. It's really important for grief process. So what we'll try and do here is we'll try and have real safe, real controlled sharing that helps us have that, and sort of to experience sharing in a way that feels healing. But at the same time, it's often really in the quietest moments when some subtle shift happens, where grief really finds a level of resolution that any amount of sharing really can't provide. I think that being attentive to your whole process is the way to recognize those moments. Because subtle moments can easily come and go, and we literally don't notice, you know. We don't notice a healing thought might come into our heads, and we just sort of pass. pass it by and jump back into the negative way we feel about things. And so being aware and active with our process, and it might be that the resolution doesn't happen in therapy, it doesn't happen in a sharing group, it might just happen in a quiet moment. In fact, I kind of think that really profound change mostly does happen in that kind of quiet moment. So, trying to examine the way our grieving process looks like, trying to examine the beliefs we hold about it, to ask questions, you know, what patterns of thoughts and behaviors do we have today because of our own legacy of grief? We can start considering a few questions. And exploring these questions, we need to think about ourselves based on the evidence of what we observe ourselves doing and feeling when we grieve. So we may need to remember back to some certain time. Idea I've had for this class is to, whether you share about it at all or not, is to maybe pull up a focal loss out of your life, some signature loss that maybe you're currently dealing with, or maybe it happened in the past, but just at the time it was significant, and as a reference point, so that when we start entertaining questions about grief or we're trying to do an exercise, that there can be a point to remember back to. If it feels a little out of touch now, you can just focus on that one person or loss, and be able to have a bit of a concrete connection in your own process rather than we just thinking about it. So I thought we'd spend just a couple minutes. If you could bring up a thought about that loss in your life. It doesn't have to be the same one every day when we come to class. Maybe just this the one you're the person or the thing or the incident of loss in your life you're going to think about for today. And it's all part of our grieving process, so in that sense, in some sense, it doesn't matter which loss we think about, but let's each try and think about one. And why don't we just spend a couple minutes just focusing on that and settling in with the thought of that loss.
Okay.
So, I thought what we would do right now is break into pairs and take turns speaking to each other, as we do in small groups sometimes, based upon a few questions, sort of completing these sentences. The first one would be, I think of grief as, and the second one, what my grief says about me is, and why don't we just leave that, leave it at that, those two questions. I'll repeat them again a bunch, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering, before we start, I found something last night. I was just looking for something to read before I went to bed, and I just picked this book at random. It's called The Wizard of Loneliness. And in the beginning, there's a quote by James Agee that, from a different book, but that really sums up. Would you mind if I share it? Is that okay? Or?
Sure, yeah.
Because it really strikes me as what I'm struggling with. So I'm going to use her, said he. And God knows she was lucky in so many ways. And God knows she was thankful. Everything was good and better than she could have ever hoped for, better than she ever deserved. Only whatever it was, and however good it was, it wasn't what she once had and had lost and could never have again. And once in a while, once in a long time, she remembered and knew how far she was away. And it hit her hard enough that the little while it lasted, it broke her heart.
Jumped out at me. It's interesting. I painted my first class. Mm-hmm. So, thanks. Yeah. I'll repeat. We'll go over them a couple times so that we just sort of get them in our minds a little bit. Yeah, the first would be, I think of grief as... What's your definition of grief? I think of grief as... And the second one is, what my grief says about me is... What my grief says about me is... So I think of grief as... And what my grief says about me is... And so why don't we break into pairs? And I'll be in a pair, because that's how it looks here.